what would have to happen in the world of either environmental review or funding that would end up meaning the design we saw is not what's implemented? What could not go right in this process?
Okay, let's take the cynical view. There's basically one thing that could stop it, which is we don't get the funding. The funding has to come from both the federal government and the state. The federal funding formula is what they call the 80-20, 80% from the federal government, 20% from the state. I have already committed the state to funding 20%, but if the federal portion was not granted, the funding would stop the project. That is the negative. The positive is this. Buffalo, for many years, had a lot of ideas, none of which came to fruition. Part of it was you couldn't get consensus on what needed to be done. What the design competition really did was it put everyone in the same room and said, here's something we've talked about for decades, taking down the Skyway. Let's see if we can come up with a common agreement on how to do it and what to do. So we have a consensus on what needs to be done, that we will do it. The negative is if we don't get the funding, that could derail it.
At a time when infrastructure funding is something that has been discussed but not executed in Washington, are you optimistic? Do you see that hurdle as being unclearable?
No, obviously I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone through the entire exercise. The infrastructure bill has not passed the federal government. That is true. But that's not to say the federal government doesn't fund infrastructure projects. This state is doing more infrastructure development than any state in the United States of America. We're building roads and bridges all across this state at a faster rate than ever before. Many of them have federal participation. Even though the federal government doesn't have a new infrastructure bill, doesn't mean they don't have federal funding.
You've disagreed with President Trump on a lot of things. Do you think that's relevant in the passage of this funding?
I don't think this is going to rise to the president's level. And I have disagreed with the president on a number of issues. I would like to say this is a pure policy decision and politics don't apply. But if it got to the president, he might apply politics. But I don't think this is at his level.
You talked a little bit earlier about how removing barriers to the waterfront is a great thing. Do you see this consensus that you spoke of ultimately leading to perhaps a different decision on the Niagara section of the thruway, the I-190?
I don't know. We did not discuss that yet. Now, a metaphor for what we're doing in Buffalo was the Robert Moses Parkway, and we're removing the Robert Moses Parkway, turning it into the Niagara Scenic Parkway. It's the same concept that we're doing on the Robert Moses Parkway.
To what degree will the process still to come take into account the fears of people who say, I use that every day, I don't want my commute to be longer, there's an issue there? Will the environmental review assuage their fears?
Fears can be logical or fears can be emotional. Logical fears you can address. The environmental impact statement will have a traffic study that will identify routes for commuters who took the Skyway. That is a logical concern. If you're in one of the south towns, how do I get in without the Skyway? And the environmental impact statement, which has a traffic study, will address those concerns. Illogical fears, you know, that everyone has to deal with on their own.
Do you think it's illogical to even say that folks in the south towns will be inconvenienced by this?
Oh, I think to say they would be inconvenienced is to jump to a conclusion. I think what is logical to say is if you live in a south town and you take this Skyway, you should be concerned, and it's a legitimate question, how do I get in if you take down this Skyway? And I want to know how I get in, and I don't want to be inconvenienced. That is totally logical.
Talk about the process. What needs to happen before we eventually get to the teardown phase?
Well, I've started a new governmental policy I call constructive impatience. Constructive impatience. I don't take as a given that everything has to take as long as government normally takes. On this project, we need the commitment of the federal funds. Second step is the federal government requires an environmental impact statement. The environmental impact statement would have a traffic study. The fastest, quote unquote, that has been done for a project of this magnitude is 2 years. I have challenged my team to say, I don't believe it should take 2 years, but that's the fastest that we can find for any environmental impact statement of a project of this magnitude. The construction period, you won't know until you know what you need to build, and you won't know that until after the environmental impact statement is finished, because the environmental impact statement will determine the road modifications that need to be made. The dismantling of the skyway does not take any time. And once the skyway comes down, you liberate 100 acres of downtown development area. And that's what's exciting about this project.
When people in Western New York think of projects that maybe got killed by environmental review, the Peace Bridge comes to mind. Any parallels here?
The Peace Bridge I found as an instructive example of what not to do. It was an example of a good idea killed in the crib. We did the exact opposite, interestingly enough. We went through this design competition, we just announced the winner, and we announced political consensus at the same time.
So you do not see environmental review stopping this process, mitigating maybe some of the ways it's implemented, but that's not a choke point for you?
I don't believe that is a choke point. I believe if there is a choke point, it would be that we can't get the federal funds. Beyond that, I do not see anything that could stop the project. We have political consensus. It's almost an inarguable idea, to the extent anything can be inarguable in these political times.